Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness.
Never mind.
This is Jackie Salvetti with my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Yes, hi, everybody. I hope you're all hanging in there.
Are hanging out there, for sure.
I don't know. It's been mucho strange. And this week's show is about following your bliss. It's a wonderful concept. I mean, this came about, you know, I think the team has got a very twisted sense of humor. you know, what a beautiful concept, fresh on the heels of all that we've experienced through the month of August. Are you courageous enough to step into it? Your bliss, right? Mm-hmm. Do you dare? Are you willing to trust that you'll be safe? Well, you have intentions, clarify them, work with them, flow the energy, and step off the cliff. And tonight the team's going to work with us in the Dreamtime again and on air to help us to dare to follow our bliss, even if we're not certain what that is. And there are a lot of people out there that really aren't.
Moving into a full moon in Pisces, which apparently is a better influence to follow your bliss under.
Yes, it's also going to be a little touchy, a little emotional. So. show dedication to having the courage to follow our bliss in spite of how the world may appear at this moment. We are magicians, and it's time to remember that we are. And boy, I have to tell you, every session, it's fascinating to me that people all over the world, some of them very wealthy, are on the brink, on the edge of going one direction or another. And nothing is as it's appeared in the past. I mean, we have no yardstick for any of this at all. Have you noticed that, Veronica?
Yes. And I noticed that very, very, I keep saying this most weeks, I think, but it seems like there are such extreme situations of like seeming, I can't even think of examples, but seeming really tragic things that suddenly become beautiful, or the other way around. You know, it's a very dramatic change time.
You know, that. Thank you for bringing that up. And it is dramatic change time. And there are many people that are facing changing problems and issues that appear to be insurmountable right now, and I know this. And, you know, I just look around, and being a magician isn't optional anymore. Stepping into your power isn't optional anymore. And I've also come to the conclusion that waiting isn't optional anymore. I think Americans have been in, well, actually all over the world, people have been waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, what's going to happen with this? What's going to happen with the economy? What's going to happen with that? And really, tonight's show came about because of somebody who said, I'm following my bliss. I'm not going to worry about any of that stuff. And because they believed it so deeply and totally and completely, he will create an amazing experience. And I'll go into it in a little bit. But you know, I had a couple of, let's talk about symptoms here for a minute because I've gotten so many emails. lots of people are talking about sleeping huge amounts of time, waking up in the morning and feeling exhausted, like they've never slept. Hmm. And then there are those who aren't sleeping well at all and feel like they're kind of on the edge of sleep all the time, but they never really get into a deep theta sleep. I've been in both places. I can attest to it. So I want to talk about supplements for a little bit here because we are changing so fast. The supplements that we have been taking historically, okay, may all of a sudden become too much. And a supplement is designed to treat specific things. what happens is that all of a sudden you develop the symptoms of those specific things. And, hello, Houston, you have a problem. I'll just use myself as an example. I'm hypersensitive to everything. And I know you relate to this, Veronica, but supplementation especially. And so my homeopathic MD had me on hydrocortisone, which is actually the hormone that the adrenals produce. And the adrenals, of course, sit on the kidneys. So I was getting kidney pain, and my lymph nodes were all lighting up like a damn Christmas tree. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I went into the chiropractor, and we, you know, discovered what the problem was emotionally and what was coming about and how different situations had triggered some poor doctoring that I'd experienced a long time ago. And so I worked with the energy of that, worked with the forgiveness. You know, he did a lot of work on moving, rewiring my brain, blah, 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 blah. I did a lot of detox baths, and I'm still having symptoms. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, something's wrong here. And one day the team all day long is like, hydrocortisone. And I'm like, what? It's the only supplement I don't test every day. And I went downstairs and tested it, and I was like, oh, my God. So the minute I stopped it, by that night was hell. The next morning, because I was symptomatic all night, next morning I didn't take it, and everything started to shift. And I was like, whoa. So for all of you that take supplements, I just want you to be careful now. You all have various ways to test them, using pendulums, you know, using your body as a pendulum. There are all kinds of ways to test things, but I really, really, really recommend that right now, because we're going through such dramatic shift and a lot of electrical energy coming through us. Have you noticed that, Ronnie?
Yes.
Have you been getting zapped?
I have been getting, like, really big dizzy spells and stuff. The chiropractor, I think, took care of them today. But, boy, I've been pitching over when I'm at stores and stuff. So I haven't enjoyed that too much. Hypersensitivity to a lot of other people's energy in a physical sense, like getting pushed around by it.
Yes. Mine is coming in. You know, it could be because of the sessions. But what I'm also experiencing is, I will get, the brain is electrical. The electrical body is really we can consider the auric field electrical. You know, that's kind of debatable, but the meridians, the chakras, the nervous system, the heart, and the brain firing are electrical. And so I've been getting these electrical jolts in my brain, in different parts of the brain. And I'm like, oh my God, this hurts. And I know it's not a stroke, and I know it's not a, you know, but I mean, it comes in, and it's, you know, we've all had a little downloads and stuff happening in our crown chakra and so on. This is not like that. This is like, oh my God, kind of pain. And it moves around. So unless I got something traveling inside my brain, you know. Which actually Steven Spielberg, when he did the series Taken, in one of the series, somebody did have something in their brain. Of course, that's all I need to think about. At any rate, that, and also I got a sharp electrical jolt down my whole left side, which, you know, I've had a million EKGs. My heart is as strong as an ox, but I was fascinated by the intensity of this. And it wasn't like a heart attack. It just zapped through, almost like getting hit by lightning. And I'm like, oh, crap. And I'm experiencing it in my home, you know, trying to keep my computer running, which is a joke. And it's a brand new computer. And I've had computer people out here. And they've done everything possible. And, you know, blowing equipment, my surround, you know, you name it. It's just, it's one thing after the other. So we are definitely, my son was here the other night, and he was outside with his cell phone, and I had my whole family here, and he's like, look at my phone. It can't even find a signal. You know, it's not like we're out the boonies, okay? So a lot of these electrical jolts, so if you're getting them, no, you're not dying. Food compatibility is challenging. Some things that may have worked for you forever, you know, all of a sudden not working for you. But we are definitely going through, and your sensitivity to people, I absolutely agree with. I am finding that the more I can just be in open space, you know, if we go out to dinner, it's sitting way outside by water, or, you know, there's a place here called Lake Las Vegas that it's far to get to, but I know I'm safe when I eat there because it's so far. It's so far out, and there's only a few people anywhere, even in the vicinity when I sit outside. Lots of stuff moving. Lots of people, and I don't know if you're running into this as well, a lot of people having critical things happening, a lot of cancer. Are you running into that?
I was just thinking about that. No, I'm running more into people having kind of emotional things going, you know, and I'm going to the hospital a lot to see my dad, so that's a whole other...
Right, right. Yes, and I would agree.
A lot of older people there.
Yes, a lot of emotional things surfacing for people. People needing to take a time out and doing it whatever way they need to do it, which is fine. Acting outside of the norm, all of a sudden just shutting themselves off from everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not responding to phone calls, emails, work, nothing. And just literally taking a complete time out, working a totally outside of the norm of who they really are. And one person was international, and, I mean, you know, she had big responsibilities. She just couldn't do it. Doing a lot of life assessments.
A lot of life assessments. I'm seeing that. Quite
oh, dear Lord. Mm-hmm. And
but I think that's crucial for this time on the planet. I mean, what are you doing, and what's authentic and what isn't? And, you know, are you really following your own? Talk about your bliss, your own.
Well, and this journey. Is it. This is it. Is following your bliss. You know, what is your bliss? And this is. The clarity, and I was talking with somebody today who really had a bit of a come apart. Well, they were slept most of the time for a couple of weeks, but and acted totally outside of their normal behavior, and literally exactly trying to determine what their bliss really is. You know, where do I want to live in the world? What's the most important thing to me? Do I really want to continue to do what I do? It's big, it's really big stuff right now, really big stuff. And, I'm going to ask for everybody's light, love, prayers for Genevieve's husband, Dan. He started his chemo treatment today. And, my precious Kathleen, who some of you have met, found out that she has bladder cancer. She has a large tumor, so she's going to see my wonderful doctor in Monterey tomorrow. And my Rita is having problems, too. We're just waiting to see what shows up in her bladder. We've decided we're going to do a beaches thing and just all kind of walk into the water, have an open bar. And you know, we've always kidded about being, you know, the three of us make a fabulous woman together, but, you know, separately we're so different. And we've now decided we are definitely from the same pod, you know, that we've been transmuting all of this anger and emotional energy. There is no question in my mind.
Well, because you're also empathic, too. You could be sharing vibrationally.
Mm-hmm. Hugely empathic with one another. Mm-hmm. And definitely, you know, huge star family. So it's So I ask for your light and love and prayers for her as well. People exploding. I had a neighbor last night, and I've never lived around this, so I was blown away. The screaming and yelling that was coming from inside the house, and you had to be in a certain place to hear it because they keep it really locked up. But the trauma that was going on in there was so mind-boggling to me.
Hmm.
And I thought, my God, the rage that's surfacing is... And then, it's happened more than once, it goes so quiet after that. You barely see them, you barely hear them, you know. But the violence is, and I see this as an eruption, you know, of people erupting through these times. And I don't even know that they're cognizant of why they're erupting. I listened to it for a little bit, and I heard the father, the husband, screaming. And I realized that I didn't even think that he knew why he was screaming. He literally was just letting out violence and rage. And I mean, literally. This morning I made sure all the cars were there and, you know, no police. So, you know, it was like, oh, my God. Okay. Fascinating thing from Jonathan Goldman and Veronica. I know that Bob knows Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
His website is healingsounds.com. He wrote a book called The Divine Name. And he now has a YouTube, okay? And if you go to YouTube and you plug in The Divine Name, it will come up. If that doesn't work, put in Jonathan Goldman. And but I know that The Divine Name is the name of the YouTube piece. And this actually blew my computer. This was so fascinating to me. Because I've been working with all this Jewish lineage stuff, and all of the language, ancient language of the Jews. And, I mean, this has been really a fascinating thing for me. It's exhausting, but it's fascinating. And as we trace back, you know, even off planet, the origination of the Jews, because we know that they came on planet together in some capacity. But they're coded. It's like a code. And the team basically said to this client, you know, you're cracking the code. I believe that was what they said. You're cracking the code. But she does all of this with a desire to heal her Jewish lineage on both sides and then all Jewish lineage. So her intentions are about 7 pages long, but they incorporate so many sacred pieces, okay, with very interesting language. I don't even know how the team does it, but I know you understand this one, Veronica. Anyway, on the piece, what he does is he talks about 11-11-11 and how it converts into, and Bob will know this, I probably didn't write it on here. I'm sorry, it converts into a, I don't know, some form of cube. Don't ask me because I had it written down in someplace else and I don't have it upstairs with me because when my computer blew, it erased everything. I mean, God, it's one of those nights. But it converts into Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, which is the name of God. And
which you're not really supposed to say, or we didn't used to be able to say it, right?
Didn't used to be able to say. I can only say it because of the work I've done. Other than that, I would not say it. Now, he does an intonation for 3 minutes, and the video is stunning.
Really?
And it is a piece that literally charges the entire body, the chakra system, everything. It goes beyond there. I mean, I played it. It completely shut down my whole computer the minute I put it on, and my son literally packed up his dinner, turn off the television and left. It was just like cleared the house. The wind stopped. Everything just went and the clouds moved in, and I'm like, oops. So I'm actually very excited that I'm on air tonight. I don't know how long it'll last. But anyway, Jonathan talks about this as an intergalactic portal. I think all I can tell you is that for those 3 minutes, it is extraordinary, and I would recommend it to anybody out there that has any interest in this, because it is very sacred.
Mm.
And the cells, the whole, everything responds to this on a very big level.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Yeah, I knew this would excite you, because it's one of those things that happen, and you look at it and you went, oh, my God. And, you know, we get a ton of this stuff every day. You do and I do, Veronica. Mm-hmm. This is one of those rare times when I was like, oh, crap, this is big. This is really big. And again, having worked with so much of the ancient Jewish, and even Lazarus talks about the Tree of Life, and, you know, the ancient Jewish writings, and of course they talk about the Kabbalah now, but all of the mysticism, really, really big stuff, and it certainly has been fascinating for me and for my client, who, as my client prepares all this information, 7 pages worth, can get violently ill with her breathing. She does not smoke. She doesn't do anything that would. But literally, it has been an interesting challenge for her, and she is a collective. She is not your average run-of-the-mill person, but she's a genius on top of it all. I mean, an absolute genius. And it was interesting, because I had a Jewish person told me I would be cursed for, you know, doing this. And I was like, I mentioned it to her, and she said, no. She said, I guess there's some neutrality in there, you know. And, you know, Kriana said, you're a Jew forever until you decide not to be one. And when you decide not to come back as a Jew, you don't get to go back in. So I must have left the pack at some point.
A little like karma, isn't it, you know?
Yes, I have no idea, but I really, in doing the work with her, and it's been a very big, and the, you know, I throw everything away. Nothing is saved, because at her request, that it can never be seen or copied or anything.
Hmm.
Fascinating work. Really fascinating. Okay, so let's talk about bliss. I had the most fabulous conversation with dear James, who was at the last intensive, first time he'd ever been to one. And this young man has the most confidence, the most beautiful soul and spirit. And he was talking about just packing up the family. They live in like Michigan or Wisconsin or someplace out there. And packing up the family, you know, at first frost, October 1st, and moving to a ski resort and living there for the winter and just soaking it all in, and then coming back home in the spring. And all of his friends, he's in a small town, and he's had some amazing experiences there. I mean, you know, the people that have come to visit this little tiny town have been amazing, okay? You know, devotees of the Dalai Lama who've come, you know, from Tibet, and, you know, I mean, it's really been fascinating. It's a magical place, because they're magical. And so, anyway, he talked to other people in town about the fact that they could do the same thing, because they were all like, oh, I'd be too afraid, and so on. And he's saying, no, you could go there, you can make as much in the winter as you make all year working where you work, okay, you know, restaurants, whatever, and think of how exciting it would be. But this is his energy. This is his trip that he absolutely, and he said, I'm following my bliss. And I know that's what I'm supposed to do all the time. And since we first began talking, I mean, the income streams have been flying in. Everything in his life has just been unbelievably magical. And, I'm not going to take credit for anything here or let the team or anybody. I'm just going to say that this young man was just prime and ready for everything to be magical. He is just an amazing being. And so is his wife and his children. I'm so excited, and I thought, there is someone with an absolute, he's not waiting for anything to change. He's not waiting to see what happens here, the economy, the snowfall, none of it. Because he's so determined that he go do this, and that it will be wonderful, period. And having watched his adventures, they always are. And I started really thinking, and when my dear friend Kath and also Rita, I mean, my two, you know, of the three musketeers, you know, the other two that came out of the same pod, and when I talked to her this morning, and I thought, you know, I'm not waiting anymore, you know, and I have to look at short-selling my house and so on. Las Vegas economy has, you know, not good, and I've been certainly happy if the team says stay, I stay. You know, I don't even think about it. But I'm now looking at, okay, I need to now take certain steps because I have a loan that will kick into another level, and it just absolutely won't make sense for me to be here. So I ask the team, and I say, okay, here's what I choose to really want to do. I'm open to change because I know you guys always have your own ideas. And I did a couple of readings on it myself, and it just said, it's out of your hands. It's all in the works, but it's out of your hands. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. I don't cop out to that in terms of not being a reality creator, but I can feel when you start flowing those energies how things start to just, boom, come together. It's really amazing. His resoluteness of purpose, and I think that this is something that because we've been sitting in an economy that is so upside down, in a political arena that is at such opposite ends of the spectrum, nobody's getting along with anybody. Everybody's pointing the finger at everybody. It's really tragic. And it's kind of like, from my perspective, looking around and waiting for somebody to win the battle. And I think if we do that, we came here to make a difference on this planet. We are magicians, okay? Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our prognoses, regardless of anything, there is a part of us that has to say, enough's enough. And I go back to Atlantis, where we bought into the fear or we got complacent and allowed everything to just plow forward and self-destruct. And I don't want to be a part of that this time. How do you feel about that one?
I think it's really, really important. I haven't quite figured out how to feel empowered, but you're talking about bliss. But I feel like we're, too many of us are too complacent that there's not enough that we're doing. That's how I feel.
Okay. When you say complacent, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Okay. Define complacent when you say too many of us are too complacent.
Well, I guess the way I've been thinking about it is that there's kind of a, deer in the headlights, numbness, such an obvious awareness of corruption every which way and people hurting people and so on, and I'm not doing anything except for my own.
Okay, but do we want to focus on the negative or do we want to create the positive?
I want to create the positive, but I don't also think turning a blind eye to what's going on is very helpful either. Is it?
I think philosophically, okay, we're still functioning in an illusion.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're still functioning in an illusion. And where we put our energy, okay, is what we're going to experience. I mean, we go back to the secret. Okay, universe, quantum, neutral quantum field, what we put out is what's going to come back.
Right.
Period. Okay. And I really believe, that's why I tout, Bonnie's website so much and the intentions, which, by the way, thank all of you for the intentions that you're sending. They're wonderful. I'm very excited. People are really thinking all of a sudden about what they want to create. I mean, I'm excited about what everybody's doing. It thrills me. And, but for them, not, I don't need to be right. I just I want to see people move forward. And, mm-hmm. I'm making my own efforts to do that as well. But what I do know about us as humans, is that we must have a dream. Without a dream, we go into stagnation. Think about that for a minute. You've always had a dream, Ronnie.
Yeah,
especially of late, okay? That's been your driving force.
Mm-hmm. I always have dreams, actually. I'm pretty good about that.
Good, okay? And I've just always worked so very, very hard that to me, I just, was kind of placed here and here and here and here, whatever it was. And, I'm like a racehorse. You just put me on the track and throw on the blinders. I'm going for the finish line. I never really, which track it is isn't real important other than how much impact it's going to have. It's just a bigger race now. But we still have to have a dream, whether we're having chemotherapy, whether we're facing, something from a doctor that's scary as hell. And I, with my darling Kathleen, I've been doing a lot of this for years now.
Or even if you're really a senior and you're in a ward of older people whose lives are, I keep watching and saying that there needs to be a light of wisdom or a dream in there as well.
That's a wonderful point. You're talking about in the home where your dad is?
Yes. And in the eyes and hearts of many older people that I see, you try and kind of entice that part of their empowerment.
Well, again, as a species, our elderly are taught not to dream. They're done.
Right.
They're taught to retire. You're done dreaming. Now the young ones come up and they dream. We should never stop dreaming.
Never.
Okay? It is our lifeblood and our driving force to dream. Always. Because without dreams, you have no intentions. I'm going to get up. I'm going to play golf today. I'm going to have a lunch. I'm going to do this. That's not a dream. And I know you've seen this as well as I have. How many people retire and soon after die because they didn't, they wanted to go take their cruises and travel here, and they come back from all that stuff, and that's it. They're done.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived up in Utah, I was by a military base. This is a long time ago. And I'd go into the 7-Elevens always to get my coffee, and I was, blown away that all these people would get off work because they, shift kind of thing, and they'd run in there and get their six-pack of beer, which that you can buy in Utah, and then in a convenience store, and all they really talked about was when they were going to retire. And I would chitty chat with them. I was just so fascinated by the philosophies that they had. You work for 20 or 30 years, that's it. Man, I'm retiring. That's, my whole life is about this date up here. That's their dream. But they didn't have anything in between. And I think you're like me. We've always had to have a dream to get excited every day. I know
Even looking at my 90-year-old dad that we keep referring to, he had little kids and went off to university when I was little, graduated when I was 7. And he actually retired from being an optometrist at 60. And he did a lot of projects. He's 90 now. But I realized that he has always had his dream and his focus, you know?
Isn't that what a great inspiration?
Yeah, really. I look at him now, and he's trying really hard. He's doing physical rehab twice a day, even though he can't quite get his act together yet. But he's coming along, and I go, yeah, he has that, doesn't he? He's got that kind of verve and that kind of dream
here. Exactly, and this is...
And it wasn't about retirement, because he did that so he could do things.
Exactly. So, yeah. But again, this is, you know, to follow our bliss, whether it is to go live in a... You know, at a ski resort, which I just thought was so precious.
Mm-hmm.
And his young family was so excited. Whatever, you know, and as he talked to other people in this little town and how they were afraid, and immediately came the story of, I know the team talked about this too, Richard Bach's book,
mm-hmm.
Illusions, about the little pebbles that are in the stream. And they're all holding on for dear life as the stream rushes over them. And finally, one of the pebbles just said, I'm too tired to hang on anymore. And it let go, and it got dashed through the water and on the rocks and so on. And finally came to a calm place in the stream. And all the other little pebbles were there going, we've been waiting for you. What took you so long? I love that story. I love that story. And it's... You know, there's a poignancy to my darling Kathleen and my Rita, as much as I love them so much, and we're so totally connected that it's made me more determined than I've ever been, which I thought was fascinating, more determined than ever that I know that we don't have to settle, but I know that prognoses can change overnight.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm.
And I'm much more gung-ho about helping them get there than I've ever been for me. Here we go about creating other people's dreams. You know, I have this, that seems to be my forte.
Well, that's one of your great services on the planet, isn't it? Inspiring us all.
Well, I don't know if that's it or if it's, I don't know how that works. I just know that it sparks me. It makes me more determined. I'm going to bring the team in, but... We're here to step into our magic. We lost our magic on this planet when Atlantis went down. We're here to remember who we really are. We are here to inspire others, every one of us. Every freaking one of us. And we can't do it locked up in our houses, and we can't do it. I don't have to worry about you, Veronica. You're busy all the time. But,
and we have fun.
Yes.
Well, it is fun to be all over the place, isn't it?
Well, and you know, my philosophy is that I go out, I'm going out in flames.
Right on.
All right. All right. Okay, well, our channel speaks as though she's going somewhere. But let her talk. All right. For all of you who are listening tonight, whenever you listen to this, we're going to be working with you during the entire time. We've been working with you since you tuned in. Since the program began. We understand that you hit a very big speed bump in August, a big one. And it was not easy. And we can see the energies that you're transmuting, and it's amazing what you're doing for the planet. Each and every one of you And we want you to understand you don't have to be out there carrying some play card to be making a difference. Some of you anchor such incredible energies, are doing so much in the dream time. You just have to show up every day with your heart open, your mind open, your willingness. And then there are those of you who have struggled with what do I do? What do I call this? How does this work? And then for someone like yourself, Veronica, who brings forward so much information from so many different people, wanting so much to bring it out to the world. And it will happen. We want you to know.
Wonderful.
All right? It will happen. And you're beginning to follow the advice we gave you last week.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Yes, we know.
Well, you inspired me last week, and that's really the name of the game, isn't it?
All right. Well, for those that weren't listening, we want her to be, to stop assessing herself and to just move forward, to be in the moment with every experience that she has and does. Everything she brings forward, don't worry about listening to it all, watching it all, perfecting it all. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Stay in the flow. Stay in the energy. All right. To keep your resonance high. To stay excited. Because the negative ego can get in there and pick apart anything you do. That wasn't enough. It wasn't good enough. I could have done this. I could have done that. Don't give your experiences to your negative ego. Nothing's going to happen to Earth if you do. Develop your trust with your own guide, your own unseen friends, God and Goddess, all that is. However you choose to do that. Develop a relationship with the divine. Speak to the divine. Go into meditation on a regular basis where you meet with the divine. Whether you see it as God and Goddess or you see it as one being, they don't care how you know them. They do care that you want to connect. Not by saying, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Connecting them with them in honor, in respect, in deep love. And you will open to an intimacy that you didn't know you could have. Now, we're not saying they're going to sit down and talk to you for crying out loud. They don't need to speak words. What we are saying, though, is just connecting with the infinite is enough to raise your frequency, your belief, your trust, your drive, your dream. To get where it is you desire to go, or the universe might have something even more exciting in mind. But it'll change your resonance. It'll bring you to a peace, to a moment of connection. Remember, your planet, you experience yourself as separate from your source. Those moments are precious. Now, again, watch the negative ego and delusion, you know. Well, the goddess came and got me and she took me to this planet and it was really beautiful. Oh, okay. Meeting with God and Goddess. there is a certain amount of sacredness. Believe us when we say that. There is an intimacy. There is an awe. But there is love that all of you have been missing so desperately. That hole that nothing else fills. You've all been through this all your life. And in order to follow your bliss, that connection can get you over the threshold. Over the threshold. Because there is magic there. Not your limited concept of magic, but true magic. True magic. Now, if you don't know how to bring them in, or what they're going to look like, and you have difficulty. All right. Those are very long ago, and the channel does this to this day. The old man and the crone. Beautiful. It's in their eyes. Oh, they may change a little here and there at times, but that honor, that wisdom, that connectedness. Otherwise, you get into the grandeur and the pictures and the lights flashing and the distraction. It's the intimacy, people. The intimacy. That moment of connectedness. And if you ask to be a vessel, a vehicle, in some way, to bring forward their light and love and hope, imagine the changes that could occur. But you have to reconnect, you see. This isn't something you just do one time. Okay, I'm connected now, I'm a vessel. No, that's the negative ego trying to run the show. And perhaps some of you have noticed with some of the younger people, they don't feel all of them as disconnected. They have a certain knowing. It's different because they're different. Their wiring isn't as heavy as yours. A lot of you. And they have a certain belief, a faith, a knowing that drives them forward. They're not as plagued with doubts, a lot of them. But this is a time of magic and miracles. This is a time of incredible excitement. And yes, lots of change. No question about that. But also use your wisdom. Use your wisdom. All right. Many people in metaphysics got caught up in the idea that they had to manifest lots of things, big things, to prove how spiritual they were. You don't have to do that. you can be assured we're not going to judge you on the type of house you live in or the car you drive or your diamonds or special jewelry or sacred jewelry, but on your joy. And if you're struggling to maintain all of the other things, you're not in your joy. Freedom, excitement, joy, a dream, and perhaps just a dream that will get you to your bliss. Be willing to dream a dream. This is what feels good for me right now, but I reserve the right to change it at any time. The universe will go along with that. Flowing energy, I'm flowing energy, this is looking pretty, nope, I don't want that. This isn't what I thought I wanted at all. Now I'm going to move the energy over here. That's all right. But you're doing something, you're flowing energy. And when you're in the stream of that energy, your ability to create is magnificent. The machine is turned on. The energy is flowing. Then it's just a matter of where you're directing it. It's like a garden hose. You hold it over here, you water these flowers, then you move over here and water those. You're flowing energy. Now, that's what you do, Veronica. You flow energy. All right? At getting these people on the air, whether it's television or radio or whatever, talking about them, you get excited, you read their books, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're learning, you're gaining information, you're expanding yourself. Every week you have a new subject or close to that. Exciting. While you're helping other people learn about these and bring their offerings to other people, you're expanding in the process as well.
I keep seeing this great wave of connection going around the world, not just from me and the people I talk to, but it's happening.
It is happening, and it's going to happen more. Mm-hmm. And the wave that you see, all right, is like the new companies that are going to be born.
Yeah.
The new information that's emerging, the new companies that are going to be born, all of these things, like waves, are going to start showing up all over the planet. They're coming out of the new collective consciousness, dropping in. And if they're getting it over here, they're getting it over here, and they may be getting it over here and over here. Same information. You've seen this with scientists. When an idea's time has come, it drops in.
It doesn't matter how many, more than one mind at a time, for sure.
That's right. And so your desire, your dream, is to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And to connect with people where it's mutually beneficial to bring forward information that can help expand. Because everybody is going to respond differently to different information. And so you never have to worry, is this going to work or is that going to work? Because ultimately, there are always going to be people that say, oh, yes, that really got to me. I heard something there.
You can resonate. We have to end this, unfortunately.
All right. You go ahead and talk about your show.
All right. I'm not quite sure who's coming up next week, but I have people in alignment who are Salacia and the Council of 12, and I have various people who are leading oneness movement. I'm waiting on people to nail down their times, and a woman named Tammy Kent who works with the feminine body as like a library of consciousness that is changing. And I don't know what's happening, but at 8 o'clock next Tuesday night, we'll have one of them on Paradigm Shifters.
Something exciting, we're sure.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to a lot of these different characters. They're wonderful people.
All right.
Thank you.
And then next Thursday, before...
I'll be back on with you at 7 o'clock. We'll be talking... I think we'll be talking more about love. I'm not really sure, but I think so, at 7 o'clock. And it's a call-in show.
Good. All right, excellent. All right, everyone, we would like to work with you tonight about following your bliss, even identifying, even remotely, what your bliss could be. Now, for some of you, you know, we know this. I want to travel the world to all the sacred places. And if you're struggling to make your mortgage payment, all right, you have some work to do. But we're working with you on following your bliss in every moment. What is it you really want? We understand that that's kind of a, guideline for all of you. Everybody wants to go to sacred places. They love that, most everyone. For some of you, you know, if you say, well, I want to be a tour guide to sacred places, that's different. And I've been doing my research, and, you know, I've read all these books and seen all the videos. Now you're on your way. All right, now you're on your way. Call us in. We'll work with you. Think about, if you can, what your bliss could look like. I want to write a book. I want to do public speaking. Again, we know people want to do that. How much research have you done? How much energy have you flowed to do that? All right? Are you in process? If not, pick something. All right? Now, if you've got manuscripts laying around, fine. I want to find a mate. I'm ready for love. Good. All right. We will work with you. We love you. And it won't just be us. Please call in your higher self and your guides as well. We'll all be together. One big happy family here. Following your bliss. And it may be something small. I want to go live in a ski resort this winter. Good! Are you ready to make the leap? I want a website. I want this. I want that. I intend. I choose. And I'm willing to do the follow-up.
It's top of the hour.
All right. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. To you, dear Veronica.
Thanks.
All right. To all of you. We love you. Namaste, dear one.
Namaste. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
BBS Radio.